You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What are we talking about in the world of fashion today?
I thought we'd talk about the fishtail parka.
Nice. And you're going to have to describe it, I reason. Think.
Okay, so for, I guess, older listeners, they'll know what it is. If they know the film Quadrophenia, which is essentially based on The Who's sixth studio album, and it's the story of, like, some mods in Brighton and a guy called Jimmy Cooper. He's the main kind of guy, and, yeah, they're just kind of running around on Vespas and wearing these fishtail parkas, and fishtail parkas have a distinctive, like, kind of hem that is longer at the back with a split in the middle, and it has strings at the bottom.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. I mean, I could have had a little Google, but I thought it'd be nice to get a picture painted for the concept of radio, you know? But it is quite a distinctive look. Now that I know what you're talking about, it has got that total synonymous thing with mod culture, eh?
Yes, definitely. And it was kind of, I was like looking at raincoats, and that's why I kind of thought, why do we have a fish, like, why is there a fishtail? I don't understand, like, how that came to be, because it's such an unusual design when you think about it. So, of course, me being me, I went back into the history. And originally, the parka came from the Caribou and Inuit who resided in Nunavut, which is the most northern state of Canada. And their parkas were called a Melty, and it was more of an anorak. And, of course, it was made of things like caribou and seal skin and coated in fish oil for waterproofing because they're up around the Arctic Circle. So different cultures around there used different animal resources that were available to them to create parkas. And parka is thought to have originated, the word parka, from the Nenets language, which translates as animal skin. And then, of course, that was adopted by the US military, and that's how it kind of came to be into, I guess, Western culture, because the US military were creating parkas for US troops when they were in cold climates.
Right.
And they were always oversized to fit over their bulky uniforms.
Oh.
Is this also how come it's sort of, you know, classically a khaki-coloured sort of, you know, army uniform type vibe of material and print and stuff?
Yes, that's correct. And so, like, originally in the 1940s, it was called an N3B snorkel parka. I've got no idea about the snorkel part. But, yeah, and it was kind of, like, really bulky and definitely, like, fur-lined and all that kind of thing for those colder climates. Mm. But it was the parka we're specifically talking about, the fishtail parka, is called an M51, which
M51?
The M stands for military, and 51 is the year of the Korean War, and that's what it was actually adapted to. Because when you're in, so Korea has a harsh winter, and when the troops were there, of course, the wind apparently is really bad in Korea as well. And the fishtail parka, well, the bottom hem was split, and the ties, because I always thought that this was like just kind of some kind of design feature, like it's flair of the style. But it's actually to pull the ties through the legs and tie them around your legs to stop the wind going up your backside.
No way. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did not know this.
Walking around town with that look, though.
I know. Can you imagine seeing someone just casually wearing that? Oh, that would be fantastic. Well, if you've got fishtail parka at home and you haven't tried that look out yet, you know, could be the new thing.
Yeah, I guess that M51, like, that would work for, but when you think about the modern designs, those slits don't seem long enough to work for that, you know?
Snappy vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. sorry, carry on.
No, you go, Penny, you go.
I was just going to say, so, of course, like, post-war, there was a surplus of these jackets, and so they kind of went into the market. And while they kind of did infiltrate some US kind of culture, it really took on in Britain.
Yeah.
And in the 60s, the mods adapted this because it was really good to wear over their suits, when they were riding Vespas and things, and it's protected them from mud and rain.
It's quite a funny convo to bring, you know, the sharpness of a suit and then the sort of kind of grubby utility of the fishtail parka together. But that was the whole mod thing, really, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, I guess it kept their suits sharp, and that's what they wanted. You know, they wanted to make sure that they looked the best they could be, you know. And if you're riding around in a Vespa, I guess you get like oil and grease and stuff on you, and you don't want that on your suit.
No, but it can get on the fishtail parka. That's what it's there for, utility clothing.
Yeah. And so, of course, like, it kind of went out into the wider mainstream with the film, the 1970 film Quadrophenia, which was, as I said, like based on the, well, it very loosely based on the album Quadrophenia, which is like a rock opera as well. And that cover had a mod sitting on top of a scooter wearing a fishtail parka. And that was Roger Daltrey's idea to put a guy called Terry Kennell, who was a paint sprayer from Battersea, he was 23, on the cover. And then they painted the Who's iconic logo on the back. And yeah, so it became, I guess it went into infamy.
If you do Google fishtail parka today, the first thing that comes up is the one with the Who image on the back of it as well. So it's kind of really become a synonym for that moment.
Yeah, and I guess it was revived too in the 80s with the two-tone. And then, of course, Liam Gallagher, he has a clothing label called Pretty Green, and he kind of wore parkas in the 90s as well.
Love it. I mean, this is a bit of a segue here, but I've been loving all the renewed Gallagher brother Twitter beef at the moment. They never stop, do they? What are they like?
Relentless.
They're poor mum.
Do you know, they are like the people that I most would love to meet in a pub. Like, I would love to hang out with them just to listen to their banter. You know how people always go, who would you invite to dinner? It would be the Gallagher brothers for
both
me,
of
sure.
them. And you wouldn't tell each other that the other one was coming, and then you just like let the drama fall out, I think.
Yeah.
Good plan, Penny. Let's see if we can make it happen.
Definitely.
Live on Breakfast.
Thank you so much for bringing us the Fishtail Parka today. We're going to, of course, listen to a bit of The Who now. You've picked Bubba O'Reilly this morning. Have a great rest of your day, Penny. We'll see you later.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Only teenage wasteland.
This is The Who, of course, with Barbara O'Reilly, picked for us by Penelope Noir this morning, since we're talking about fishtail parkas. Thank you very much to Penny. See her at the Tate Prize tomorrow. She's rolling out the red carpet, which is very exciting, bringing a bit of fashion to the awards ceremony.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.